The governor's race between Pat McCrory and Roy Cooper is not over yet. After more than a year of campaigning, the two rivals are separated by just a few thousand votes, and this gubernatorial battle is very likely headed for a recount. We start with Jeff Tiberi, who was at Democratic headquarters in Raleigh.
At a few minutes before midnight, Roy Cooper was trailing Republican incumbent Pat McCrory by more than 45,000 votes. On the surface, it looked as though the governor might hang on for another term. But Durham County, an overwhelmingly blue area of the state, had a substantial number of votes yet to be tallied. A late urban wave propelled the longtime attorney general into the lead. And an hour later, just before 1 a.m., the native of eastern North Carolina took the stage.
Because of your hard work, we have won this race for governor of North Carolina.
The crowd chanted Cooper, Cooper, as the governor-elect spoke for less than 2 minutes. After a long, contentious battle, more than 4.5 million votes were cast in this race. And remarkably, these two adversaries are separated by 5,001 votes. Any result in which the candidates are separated by less than 10,000 votes can go to a recount. Cooper told the crowd he feels good moving forward.
Confident that these results will be certified and that they will confirm victory. Thank you very much.
Cooper's narrow victory was the Democratic highlight on a night that those on the left would like to soon forget. Susan Ewing said Cooper's win, coupled with a Clinton defeat here and nationally, was bittersweet.
I do think Roy will be a breath of fresh air for North Carolina, and I just hope somehow our country survives this and that North Carolina can survive as well.
A recount looms. Joe Stewart is executive director of the North Carolina Free Enterprise Foundation.
This is so razor thin. I think there is some possibility we see some different outcome as a result of the recount or the recalculations. But at this point, I mean, all we know is this is really close.
Provisional ballots will not be complete until November 18th. I'm Jeff Tiberi with the Cooper campaign.
And I'm Jay Price at the McCrory election night party. Throughout the campaign, Cooper had held an edge in most polls. McCrory kept fighting back, though, building his case for re-election around the state's strong economic performance in recent years, which he calls the Carolina comeback. And Tuesday night, he looked to have made a comeback himself, easing just ahead as votes were tallied. But with just a few precincts left to count, the votes from Durham were added in. The crowd at the governor's election night party in Raleigh had been growing happier and happier as news of Donald Trump's startling results came in, but were stunned at McCrory's reversal. When McCrory came out to address the crowd, at least one supporter shouted that the election had been stolen. McCrory quieted the boos.
Hold on. This is the process we're going through. We're going to check everything. We're going to make sure that every vote counts in North Carolina.
And the recount has to be done by the book, he said.
So we've got to let that process work, and we've got to respect the election system, because no one respects democracy more than Governor Pat McCrory and Ann McCrory, okay?
So his shot at a Carolina comeback is on hold, probably at least until November 18th. Jay Price, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.